Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, it's National Ding-a-ling Day. I'm not going to tell you what that means, but you'll learn later in the podcast. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Saturday, December 12th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Okay, so I mentioned it's National Ding-a-ling Day. I am not going to tell you right now what that means. We'll get into that later. I'm actually going to be joined by Bobby and Sarah from BS with Bobby and Sarah, the podcast, and they're going to try to figure this out as well. So why don't you think about it? Think about what it could mean, and we'll see if your guesses match Bobby and Sarah's later. Hey, it's also National Poinsettia Day, which is one of my favorite words to say. Unfortunately, I only get to say it, you know, during the holidays, because that's when you have those around. But you know, a little known fact about those is that they're actually really easy to care for. Yeah, a lot of people think that poinsettias are not easy to care for because, you know, they may be a little difficult. They look a little difficult. They're only around for a little time. They start to, like, you know, die. Well, that's because just people don't water them. You could take care of your poinsettia and actually keep it around for quite some time, probably as long as you keep your Christmas lights up outside, like many of my neighbors, unfortunately. They keep those up year-round. Maybe you could keep your poinsettia growing year-round. It is also Gingerbread House Day today. So, you know, I've always been a little disappointed by Gingerbread House, just the taste of them, because, you know, we usually buy the kits and they've been sitting there forever. So not always the greatest, I guess, quality. I've never made one from scratch. Maybe I'll try that out today. If you're listening to the podcast, why don't you do that? Make a gingerbread house today. That could be fun. But do it from scratch. Yeah, do it. Huh. I'm challenging you. Send me some pictures. Maybe send it to my Instagram or Twitter. Let's see if anybody actually does that. That would be kind of cool. Okay, so let's get on with our events for today. And we'll start in 1901. Guillermo Marconi received the first transatlantic radio signal, and it was the letter S. Yep, just the letter S in Morse code. He received this at Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland. So, you know, what's amazing about this is they had to put an antenna on a kite and fly it up like 500 feet so that they could receive this signal from one area to the other. It went about 2,000 miles, which was pretty amazing for back then. But even more amazing was that just years later, this became the standard communication for ship-to-ship communication and ship-to-land communication. In fact, this is how the Titanic sent its distress signal. So it's pretty cool how fast this technology evolved. And you know, if we didn't have this, perhaps you wouldn't be listening to podcasts right now. I mean, that's how amazing this all was back then. All right. And you know, if it wasn't for the radio, we probably wouldn't know this next story, or at least the subject of this next story. Yeah. In 1915, Frank Sinatra was born. You know him, right? Old Blue Eyes, Francis Albert. He was born on this day in Hoboken, New Jersey. And you know, usually I save the birthdays till the end, but come on, it's Frank. I got to bring it up here. So happy birthday, Frank. Yeah. And if I didn't bring it up, he'd, you know, could still probably have me knocked off. But you know, I've got to tell you also, there is a movie memorabilia auction. And if you're a fan of Frank Sinatra, you're probably a fan of old time movies as well. And there is an auction going on today. And you know, I'm going to bring somebody on the show here to tell you about it. He's actually going to be joining me later on the 27th and the 28th of this month for a special two-part episode of This Is Today. It is the son of Debbie Reynolds and the brother of Carrie Fisher. And no, it's not Luke Skywalker. It's Todd Fisher. Hey, Todd, what's going on with the auction today?
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're doing an auction with Premier Props, and it's happening right now. And it's kind of cool because my mother, as many of you might know, was one of the largest collectors in the world of Hollywood memorabilia. And so we have a lot of things in our warehouses that keep showing up, and some things by request, and we're making them available to the public, which was my mother's wishes in her will, that we share many of these things with her fans. So we have found a ton of little things and big things, but obviously there's been some huge auctions, and those items are psychedelic prices. But this stuff is all much more affordable. And if you want something from the Debbie Reynolds collection or from Debbie Reynolds Dance Studio, those items are going to be going up for bid all day today. And then in the future, they'll be doing some weekly auctions with some other items. But there's some really impressive stuff going up, including some Star Wars items, in fact. Oh. Some hand-signed posters by Carrie, two Star Wars posters signed by Carrie, as well as some of her other posters from other different versions of posters that comes from her collection. There's also some Star Wars collectibles beyond that. And then there's a lot of Debbie items that are going up, including a dress from the second time around, that she, a Western film that she made. And there's a couple of Las Vegas costumes and some pretty fun stuff. And it, again, it shouldn't be the kind of stuff that nobody can afford. So I encourage people that are fans of Debbie or Carrie to have a look at the Premier Props auction. You can go to premierprops.com. And there'll be links there to the auction site.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'll put a link in the description so that everyone can find it. But do me a favor, people listening, don't bid on the Star Wars poster, because I'm going to.
You know, it's extremely rare. You know, that is the truth. You know, where are you going to get another one, right? So yeah. I had a couple of signed posters. So I put up one of the Star Wars and one from, I believe it's, I think it's Return of the Jedi.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to go hit that auction up, and I will talk to you in a couple of weeks as we talk about the legacy of your mom and your sister. We'll do that on the podcast in just a couple of weeks. Thanks for jumping in today, Todd.
Love being with you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it's such a fantastic storyteller, Todd. And you know, you're going to hear the stories that he's going to tell us about Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher coming up on the 27th and the 28th of this month. I can't wait to learn more about their lives. Such driven, powerful women, and it's going to be fantastic. So be sure to subscribe and listen to that podcast. All right, taking a look at some other events for today. It was the year 2000. The United States Supreme Court released its decision in Bush v. Gore. And this basically gave the election to George Bush. Now, I say gave the election, but really what it did was it stopped the confusing vote count going on in Florida. And George Bush won enough electoral votes to become the president of the United States. If you want to learn more about this election, listen to our November 8th podcast. I give you basically an entire breakdown. I get into a timeline of events on that podcast so you can learn more. I don't want to repeat myself, you know. So listen to the November 8th podcast to learn more about what happened during that year 2000 election, which was pretty darn nutty. By the way, on Monday, what's going to happen? Well, the Electoral College is going to vote, and we will officially have our next president on Monday. All right. And when we come back, we will officially know what National Ding-a-ling Day is. Yeah, we're going to be joined by Bobby and Sarah, and they're going to try to figure it out and see if they know what this day means. We'll find out right after this. All right, and welcome back. So it is National Ding-a-ling Day, as I mentioned earlier, and I didn't really give you much clue into what Ding-a-ling Day is. I asked you to think about it. I also asked Bobby and Sarah from BS with Bobby and Sarah, fellow podcasters, to think about it as well. And they're joining me now. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you been, Wow, this sounds so dirty. Have you been thinking about ding-a-lings since we last talked?
Yes, for several days.
For a week straight.
And I asked you guys to make some guesses. So what do you guys think National Ding-a-ling Day is?
My mind immediately went to, you know, middle school, where a ding-a-ling would be like the name for a male private part. So, like, why would you make
typical Sarah
a whole day of it? You know, I mean, but then it kind of makes sense that maybe a dude picked it for it to be a whole day for themselves.
Well, you know, there was a I believe it was a Chuck Berry song called "My Ding-a-ling," where he talks about he had this toy that his grandma gave him, and it was called a ding-a-ling. Oh. And so, you know, it talks about how he would, you know, play with his ding-a-ling, the toy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That is not correct. Bobby, do you have a guess?
Okay, well, I've got two guesses. And for one of them, I might take offense for you having us on today. Because to me, a ding-a-ling sounds like what a very conservative mother on a sitcom in the 70s would call an idiot.
Oh, right.
If you had us on as on a ding-a-ling day, we might fight.
Oh,
right. Right. You know, luckily, no, that is not it. That you're safe. You're
I was
safe.
Thinking, you know, the holiday, it could be a holiday to forgive idiots who have done you wrong, you know, to give you inner peace, not hold a grudge, that whole thing, reduce tension.
Okay. You know, that would actually be a great day. You know, like we have, like, it's also poinsettia day today. Like we have a day for plants, but we don't have a day to forgive people.
Forgiveness day. There we go.
Yeah. Well, and my second guess was, because when we discussed coming on the show, I kept calling it Ring-a-ling Day, and I don't know why I kept doing that, which it kind of sounds circus related. But my second guess is that Ding-a-ling Day is a holiday to like go and meet your neighbors, ring the doorbell, you know, because usually you see them day in and day out. You might wave and say hi, but you don't actually know their names or anything about them. So that would be my second guess. And also, I would say it sounds like a horrible idea to do during these pandemic times. So don't actually do that.
Don't go ding-a-ling day your neighbors. No.
Right. Well, you're pretty close. You're pretty close. Before I reveal it, Sarah, do you have another guess?
Yes, I have two more. I also guessed maybe it's like a small cake, a ding-a-ling. I think along the lines of like a ding-dong. You know,
like a ding-dong.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe that could work. Thing,
or possibly the day that they celebrate the smallest bell in the Notre Dame.
Oh.
I mean, it's a ding-a-ling, you know, like a little bell.
Right.
You know, these national days are so ludicrous sometimes that it might just be that.
And bells are very Christmas, you know, holiday season.
We're just a few days away, so it could be. But no, that is not it. It is actually, it's very simple. There was a club that was started called the Ding-a-ling Club. Now, I could have told you that in advance, and you could probably have thought some crazy things as well, specifically with Sarah's first guest. But no, what they did was they celebrate National Ding-a-ling Day calling people that they haven't talked to in years.
Whoa.
So it's to rekindle old friendships is what it's about. So you were close with the meet your neighbors. But yeah, it's Ding-a-ling Day to rekindle old friendships, send cards, call them.
Why on earth wouldn't they use Ring-a-ling Day? I mean, when you ring someone up on the phone. I mean, that makes way more sense than ding.
Yeah, totally.
But overall, it's very sweet holiday.
It is.
It really is.
I agree.
You're acquainted with friends and just reach out. And, you know, maybe there are some friends where you're like, oh, I haven't spoken with them in a while, but it would be awkward, like out of the blue. So now you could, you know, have a purpose. You'd be like, oh, today's ding-a-ling day. And I was thinking about you and, you know, rekindle a good friendship.
Right. Well, there's also Phone Your Ex Day, which I believe is like sometime in September. Oh, that one's a scary one. That one's not one that you want to participate in. Maybe today is a little better.
For sure.
I thought of you guys on this, not because you're ding-a-lings in the sense that Bobby was saying, or ding-a-lings in the sense that Sarah was saying. But I thought about you guys because you guys had said that you kind of do this podcast to keep in touch and remain friends. So, you know, I thought this would be a perfect one to bring you on. See,
even that was
so sweet. That's very considerate. And thank you for remembering that that's the reason we started the podcast. That's awesome.
So you guys just released an episode the other day about names.
Well, the names are in our show. And it wasn't until a year into the show that I realized our last names also start with B and S. So even if we switched out the name for our surnames, it would still be the same. And then it was things like Sarah has the same name as her mom, which I never realized, you know, some families do, you know, a mother and daughter to have the same name. And then that just turned into like crazy things about Icelandic naming conventions and government approved lists. So we did an entire show all about names, you know, Mexican naming culture, which is really interesting. You could be named witches. You could be named peas. It gets pretty crazy.
It's also Gingerbread House Day today. Are you guys participating in any Gingerbread House activities today?
I've only ever made one. And I think the icing was too warm because it was just goopy and it wouldn't hold anything together. And I got frustrated, so I just ate it like a regular cookie. Like, oh, here's the wall. I'm going to eat that. Now here's the roof. I'm going to eat that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's such a letdown, the gingerbread. I don't know why, but I've never been a fan of...
I actually enjoy gingerbread. I think it's all about the different spices. If you get a good gingerbread... it's the good spices that you can taste. But if you're getting the gingerbread from like the kit that's been sitting around for 8 months before it ships out during the holiday,
Bobby.
That's not the best for eating. That's just for, you know, looking and then drying up on your dining room table for the holiday.
See, okay. So that maybe that's my mistake. That's what I've had. I've had those little kit things. That's all I've had my whole life. So maybe.
So technically those are edible, but you know, not the greatest.
Yeah, they are definitely not the greatest. Hey, with your podcast, where do people listen? How do they listen? Where do they find you?
We are found everywhere where podcasts are found. Our show is called BS with Bobby and Sarah. Our Instagram and Twitter are just at BS with BS podcast. You know, fun jokes, really fun and dumb photo shops that I create in 10 minutes.
Amazing. Oh, he did a little picture of us for National Cotton Candy Day.
Yeah, I saw that.
It looks so funny. He just photoshopped our faces into like, I don't know, you got to go see. It's adorable and really funny. And he also pointed out that like it's in December. Why wouldn't you do that in the summer? It's like when you
took the words out of my mouth on that one. That is so weird, celebrating cotton candy in the middle of December. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking what summer food could make sense. Snow cones.
Ooh.
See, you can have snow cone day in December.
Exactly.
And I'd make it out of actual snow. There you go.
Yes.
I actually like snow. I do sometimes eat it.
All right. Just avoid the yellow snow. That's always the advice you got to give, right? All right. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. In 1940, Dionne Warwick was born. Jennifer Connelly was born in 1970, turning 50 today. Bob Barker is 97. Mayim Bialik is 45. And as I mentioned earlier, Old Blue Eyes, it would be his 105th birthday today. He died in 1998. That's your look at December 12th, 2020. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all of the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.